Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. Welcome. Hello. Thank you. And sitting across from me, you've got the other one of the co-hosts.
Yeah, the other half of the podcast today. It's Ben Vanel. Hey, Tommy. How's it going?
Good, thank you. So we are without our intrepid third co-host, Adam Knox. Mm-hmm. He is in Adelaide. His flight got delayed back from Adelaide.
Yep.
This was the only day that we could do this episode. Feels a lot calmer in this room, don't you think?
I feel a lot better. I feel more relaxed. I feel more ready to talk about video games than I ever have before.
It's nice because there's not someone in this room giving me the old elevator eyes right now, if you know what I'm saying, which always really kind of impacts my performance on this show.
Absolutely. I will be staring directly into your eyes the whole podcast.
So we decided, given that we are down a host for today,
yep.
We've been talking about doing this for a while. We're going to do a call-in show today.
Yeah.
This would be good. We'd let the listeners be the third host of the show for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of we quickly kind of started hyping this up when we realized this is what was going to happen. We put we put a phone number up on Twitter and yep. Facebook and everything. Big response. A lot of people saying they're looking forward to calling in.
Yeah.
This is your chance to call in live onto the podcast and ask us your questions about video games.
Totally, yeah.
It's exciting. What kind of calls do you think we're going to get?
Oh, I mean, a lot of personal stuff, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, yep. A lot of people curious about our personal lives.
Yep.
You know, like our you know, how big our love for video games is.
Listenership is, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll get, I mean, you know, anyone could call in. It's a Skype number, so we could get calls from all across the world.
Totally, and we're streaming live as well at the moment, mm-hmm. so very excited to see the response as we do the show.
Well, you're in control of the thing, so do you want to, I can see some calls coming through already.
Yeah,
do you want to
go
to the first caller?
Let's go to the board.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Caller number one, you're on the air.
Hey boys! Oh, this is exciting. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a long time caller, first time listener, so this is very exciting.
Great. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Adam.
Okay. And where are you calling in from?
I'm in Adelaide right now.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's a hot day over here. Hot day.
Oh, mate. Yeah. That weather. But we're not here to talk about weather. We're here to talk about video games. And Adam, don't be shy. I'm sure you've called in with a prepared question. What do you want to talk about today with the Filthy Casuals boys?
Yeah, I have a question for you. I was reading about a lot of what impacted what happened in Syria was the...
All right, let's dump this call. He's gone. Sorry about that, listeners. Everyone.
I mean, look, this could take a while. We might have to edit some of this down. It could take us a while to get a call that's, you know, not complete trash.
All right.
Some guys just want to get on the line and they just want to take the mickey, you know?
Oh, they want to take down the man.
Mm.
That's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about video games.
Yeah, we're here to have a nice, inclusive time talking about video games.
All right.
So, look, when we say any questions, like...
I mean, I know there's a movie called Any Questions for Ben, but let's narrow them down a little bit, shall we?
That movie was the inspiration for this podcast. Have we ever told people that before?
I think we may have.
Okay, so please don't call in. Don't ask us about Syria. Don't ask what we thought of Bill Leak. There's other avenues for that. This is just we just want video games talk from the listeners that are out there tuning in, streaming live around the world as we speak.
If you're calling in with a dumb question like that, you're keeping someone else off the air. A devoted listener who wants to ask a question about video games.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go back to the switchboard. And again, it goes without saying, the switchboard has absolutely lit up.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Caller number two.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Hey, great. This is Adam from Adelaide. I had a question for you about what you thought about the controversy surrounding Mass Effect Andromeda, because controversy's been pretty rife around the situation in Syria as well. There's been a lot of talk about whether the farming drought.
Okay, can we bring this back to? Can we bring this back to the video games one though?
I mean, sure.
The first bit of what you said was great. It's not really. The second bit's not really relevant at all. I don't see. I don't see the link there, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch.
Okay, well, we can so Mass Effect Andromeda's been getting some pretty frosty reception.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of frosty reception, I was just wondering if you can hear me over the phone.
Yeah.
This is exciting for me.
Yeah, speaking of Frost Nixon, this is a real debate we're having. in no way at all.
So it's come out. I think it'll be out by the time this episode goes up, right? It's out. Pre copies have gone out and stuff.
I mean, I don't know what your schedule is in terms of when you're going to release this episode.
Well, you've listened, so you know that it's out every Wednesday night, Australian time.
Yeah.
I drink. I don't really follow the time of things.
Do you follow the Mass Effect series, though?
I do. I played the first three and I loved them. Mm. And I didn't realize until last week that this new one is being made by a completely different team who have never made a game before.
Wow. Oh, really? Within BioWare?
It's a separate. It's called BioWare and then the name of a location. I don't remember where. Maybe right. Adelaide. And it
maybe
is
not.
A group of. They've not made a game before. This is their first one.
Wow.
And, what are you doing there? Like, how do you drop in a team who've never made a game before to make the next Mass Effect
game? This huge franchise that people love.
It seems like it was the sort of situation like what happened with Halo and Gears of War, where the team who made it didn't really want to make another. They went off to do, I guess, Dragon Age or something.
Oh, right.
And it was just a big enough like property that they just got a B team onto it.
There's gold, B-movie, there's gold in them nah hills is what the publisher's saying.
Yeah, and let's
play.
And so they're like, hey, let's get a few newbies in to handle this franchise.
Just
so
farm it out, yeah.
It's the main thing I've seen is that the animation looks terrible.
It looks
the character
fucked.
Designs look like shit. Mm. There's a side-by-side thing of like the one from 2007, 10 years ago, for those playing at home, and this current one. And the one from 2007 looks better.
Yeah, yeah. It's not even like the quality of the graphics. It is the design. It's
just
like
the modeling,
bugging eyes. And,
it is serious Uncanny Valley stuff going on.
Yeah, totally.
It's full on.
Yeah.
Well, and then the writing behind that as well is pretty terrible too, from what I've seen. So it's a lot of stuff of like just it's been written by a chatbot or something.
Right.
Like I was watching little bits of clips that have come out because the first 5 hours of it or something they've allowed people to stream.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all these people saying things like, I'm sorry, my face is tired because I feel like, and just like phrases that a human being would never say.
Yeah, yeah.
My face is tired. You know, that doesn't mean anything.
You know, some of those characters are aliens though.
Yeah, well, that's fine with me.
Okay.
But
very tolerant caller.
They look weird and they talk weird.
We're learning a lot about this caller. Are you?
Yeah.
So you yourself, you were excited to go in on this this new Mass Effect Andromeda?
I don't know. Like, I was a little cat because they didn't really show much about it for a long time. Mm. So
wow, you know a lot about games. It's almost like you should be hosting this show.
Oh man, what a dream that'd be. I don't think I could do it all the way from over here in Adelaide, and I couldn't do it as well as you boys or my favorite one on the podcast, Adam Knox. He's the favorite one. He's just clearly the best one out of the three.
Well, he's not here, so it's falling on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, he will listen back to the episode, I'm sure.
I highly doubt that.
Well, when he gets told by you guys, I guess, that I think he's the best one.
Oh, okay,
I mean, he probably hears it all of the time. He's probably sick of hearing it by now.
Oh, that won't tell him then. I definitely won't.
No, well, that's fine because he knows and he's very good at reading people and he'll be able to he'll know that you're lying to him.
I mean, I know you're a fan and you kind of get this like idealized view of him just through listening to him for an hour a week, but reading people is one of the things he's worst at.
No, I reckon he's probably pretty good at it, like quite a people person, able to pick up on the vibe of somebody very quickly.
Okay. Where do you get that from?
Oh, it's just the impression I get.
Are you very good at reading people yourself?
No, I'm terrible at it, but that's not really, that's somewhat part of why I admire it about him so much.
Okay.
You know? So you see,
he has this,
So in him, you see reflected back the qualities that you wish that you yourself had more of.
Exactly. Like a sort of, like the ancient Greek revered the gods, I too revere him.
Okay.
And so you are going to get Mass Effect Andromeda or not?
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you?
Anyway, so, I got to go. Bye.
Okay. All right. Interesting call, that one.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it took a turn towards the end.
I will say so far these calls have definitely been not what I was expecting, not what you and I had planned for when we were discussing this before we started recording.
Certainly not, certainly not. I'm a bit on the back foot, I must say. Good one, listeners. You're really taking it up to us, your idols.
It's almost like we're being pranked by some outside force at the
moment.
Some
kind of trickster god. Some kind of trickster spirit.
Almost as if the Joker himself has taken over the phone lines.
Well, he just lives for chaos. That's all he lives for.
He sure is damaged. All right, should we get another caller on the line?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Do you pick one off the switchboard and let's go.
All right. Here we go. Here's one.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering if your fridge was running.
Ben, is your fridge? I mean, we're having a beer out of Ben's fridge, so
yeah. I mean, it could use a new seal. It kind of, you know, leaks a little bit, but it's going all right.
It's kept these beers cold.
If I was to describe the state of my fridge, I'd say yes, my fridge is functional.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. If you had to phrase it as maybe just a. Imagine it's a yes or no question.
Can we just get your name and location quickly for the sake of the...
My name's Aaron from Adelaide.
Okay.
Can you tell me whether your fridge is running?
Hey, Aaron, have you been living in Adelaide long? Is that where you currently reside?
Okay. No, I've been here for about a week. You need to tell me whether or not your fridge is running.
What do you do for a crust? Are you in, like, fridge repair or something?
It's just a question that I need to know the answer to.
Why have you been in Adelaide for a week? Are you there for business or?
Pleasure.
It really isn't important. Can you tell me whether your fridge is running, please?
Well, we'll decide what's important. We're the hosts of the show. I'd really love to know what you're doing in Adelaide.
I'm working. Is your fridge running?
What do you do for a living?
Working hard or hardly working?
I'm
going to say hardly working.
Look, is your fridge running?
Yeah, yeah.
You better go catch it then, you dickwit.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's hung up on us.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Well, I don't know what Aaron from Adelaide is. We never got to the bottom of what he was doing over there in Adelaide.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I sure hope it's not comedy because that was atrocious.
His audience will be running.
Two people in that audience, Fisher and Paykel. Okay, guy, you know, we got so close. We had one genuine question about video games
that kind
of set us on a good path. And, you know, we had some spicy takes on that.
Absolutely.
Wait, what are you going to go in on it now? Because you were looking forward to it.
Like, I still have Horizon Zero Dawn to play. Mm-hmm. Like, I've played, like, you know, a couple of hours of it. So mm-hmm. I got to play that. I'm still playing Zelda. Like, that's just going to go forever.
So you've got a Switch?
Yes.
Is your Switch running?
Yeah, it's functional.
Well, cool. I'm glad.
Oh, thanks.
Because I know a lot of people have been having problems.
Totally.
And they've bricked and they lose their saves. And
hasn't been scratched. It's been good.
Great. Good to know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's... I don't have the time to play it. So I'll... but I do want to, so I'll just
and as soon as you hear, even if, like, generally you might be able to overlook that and still go in for curiosity's sake.
Mm.
Once you hear something's dipping below about a 80%, it's like, got to sacrifice this.
Yeah, and I really do love the series, so I think it's for me, it's like, well, my time is going to be going on Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy it later, but I will buy it. I am going to buy it.
So, well, speaking of things that we love that may or may not be a waste of time, should we go into another caller?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, boys. This is Adam from Adelaide calling. I had a question about No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like sort of an idiot with no taste, and so I've been playing No Man's Sky still. Have you guys played the update at all?
Well, you'd know this if you listened to the show. I played it briefly on the day it came out, and I haven't really gone back in.
Mm.
But Ben, would you describe yourself as an what was the phrase again? Idiot with no taste.
Well, that's what I think of myself. I play No Man's Sky a lot.
You play No Man's Sky. So do you think there's a direct correlation between being an idiot with no taste and playing No Man's Sky a lot?
I really don't know what the word correlation means. I'm a pretty stupid guy. But
but you love No Man's Sky. You're stupid and yet you love No Man's Sky.
Yeah, me likey, yes.
Correlation means when a piece of iron has ridges in it, kind of waves, like a wavy thing. So, Who's the idiot now?
What other things do you enjoy being an idiot with no taste?
I like this podcast, obviously. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Good. That's sure. Got that's us.
I think you'd like a certain stand-up comedian called Adam Knox.
Oh, definitely not. No.
Well, how would you know? You're an idiot with no taste. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what you would like.
I saw him doing stand-up here in Adelaide.
Really?
And you didn't like it?
It was in Rundle Mall. He was standing there in the middle of a mall on a hot day in an afternoon, and I didn't really listen to him, honestly, because it just made me sad to look at it.
That doesn't sound like stand-up. That's no self-respecting stand-up comedian would do a gig in an outdoor mall on a 30-something degree day. Mm.
I enormously agree with that statement.
So as an idiot with no taste, did you enjoy the performance of Adam Knox, or did you dislike it?
I couldn't bring myself to pay any attention to it. It was all too grim.
Ah, good way of sidestepping the question.
So No Man's Sky, there's a patch came out for it.
Yeah, yeah.
That you went in on, Ben.
I certainly did. I like No Man's Sky and I have taste, so I don't know what's going
but
on
you
there.
Are an idiot. You're not debating that part of it.
No, obviously not. I could never debate that. I'm too stupid. So there's been two patches. There was the foundation update. It was like base building and you could buy a big freighter. And are you okay there, caller?
Hey, yeah, I'm just having a sip of water.
Oh, okay.
I keep forgetting that I need to drink to live.
Yep. Something an idiot will do. But there's surprisingly, with water, there's no taste. So perfect for you.
It must be why you like it.
You know, the thing is, that was something that kind of... was a bit annoying for me with No Man's Sky as well. And the only thing I didn't like about it was that it really, that sort of management of your inventory all the time seemed to be the whole game. Like, does this patch go any direction towards fixing that up at all?
No. Like, the thing of, like, having to expand your inventory by getting stuff and you can only get stuff by getting more stuff. Like, that's still what it is. But what the two patches have done is just added more stuff. So, like, the first one added bases and you can buy giant freighters to store things on, which I guess is, you know, a storage thing. But this second one has added vehicles. But I think it's also added, like, again, more interface updates and, like, weapons have classes. You can rename your ship. There's classes of ships, so you can be like, oh, well, this one's a C class, so it's slower, but it's got more storage. It's just kind of every time they release an update, it seems to just be adding more. They're fine-tuning the game.
Going more and more towards what it arguably should have been on day one.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Instead of it being like, oh, cool, all this sweet extra stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is just making it look a touch better.
Yeah.
Which it's weird to still be doing that when it's this far down the line since it came out.
It's not weird for an indie game. Like,
yeah.
I think it's – and the opposite is – I think it's Star Citizen, right, caller? Star Citizen is the one that hasn't been released but has incorporated and worked on, apparently, like all of this functionality. So they've had the Kickstarter going for years and years and years.
They're like $100 million deep or something as
exactly.
well. Exactly. Like it's nuts. Like Mark Hamill's in it for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah,
things and so like that.
That's the game where they're saying it's going to launch with all the functionality, with all this complex stuff, all these different kinds of ships.
Because they've got enough money from the Kickstarter where they're just doing it all off their own bat, so they can decide to, like, when it's ready to go out. Like,
Exactly. Whereas No Man's Sky was like, oh, we're going to work on this algorithm thing and make a really big exploration game. And, you know, we're going to be very ambitious, but we are a small team, so we're just going to do what we can.
Yeah.
And the big marketing push of Sony and all that stuff has allowed them to get more money to add to it, I guess.
Yeah.
It totally should have been like it's following the same pattern as all those early access games do.
Yeah.
But the difference being that it was marketed as a full on, here's the proper game.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
It wasn't there. But then, so these patches are just adding like extra content around the rim of it
Yeah,
I suppose you could say.
Totally. Yeah. Fine-tuning the core, but also, you know, like fixing some things that might have turned people off. Like the interface is way better. There's like a quest log now in the menu system.
But so you sunk heaps of time into it at the time. You were one of the few people that I know that actually enjoyed it. You were really enjoying it. Does this make you like it more, or does this inspire you to kind of go back in and keep playing it a bit more, or did you kind of play it for the sake of this and go, oh, that's nice?
So when this first update came out, I deleted my save game and I started again.
Right.
And I played again for ages. I got up basically to almost to the point that I had the first time and I was really enjoying it. And that's what I'm going to do again this time. Mm. They've also changed they've tuned the graphics a little bit, like just more detail, like better textures, just... I think it's just slowly improving with each update in an overall way, which is very hard to quantify, but it's like.
And have they said anything about doing any more in the future or?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still working on it.
Oh,
They're just going to keep working on it.
So you've talked about the first patch. You've talked about the second patch. What do you think of the film Patch Adams?
I've never seen Patch Adams.
Really?
Yeah.
Caller, what about you?
I've also never seen Patch Adams. I guess. It's a movie for people with taste.
I think that's really debatable.
Hmm. Hello?
Well, okay, cool. So say anyone who was kind of on the fence about it or drifted away?
That's
would you...
the thing. It seems like, sorry to interrupt you on your show, but...
Should we just dump this like caller?
No, I want to
hear it. Seems like the sort of game where these patches aren't going to really change anyone's mind if they didn't like the core game.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think if you're someone who has never played it but is like, oh, I kind of like, you know, space sims or whatever. I like, you know, flying spaceships around and you give it a go, it's more likely to hook you in now than it would have been when it launched.
Right. Okay.
It's less annoying, you know, than when it launched.
Sure. Okay.
But it's, you know, if you played it at launch, this isn't going to, and you hated it, this is not going to change your mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, was that what you wanted to hear, caller?
Yeah, I absolutely am thrilled to have heard you guys. You two are my favorite hosts. Of course, you know, Adam's fine, but I'm glad he's not there this week.
Adam's fine. Yeah, that's one of his catchphrases. It's fine.
Once again, I'm an idiot with no taste.
Sorry, the call broke up a bit there. I couldn't remember anything about that guy. I just remember him saying that we were his favourite. So that's cool to know.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, thanks for calling. See ya. All right, he's gone.
All right. That was good. That was good to, you know, someone... There are people out there who get it.
Yeah,
who get that we want to kind of talk about video games.
Yeah, totally.
Some people are still trying to call up and take the piss, but that's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, should we get another call?
Yeah, let's get another call. Let's see who we've got.
Here we go.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Wait a minute, I recognise that voice. Is that Adam Knox? Knox, have you called in from Adelaide?
No. This is a different guy. This is just a member of the Filth.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, that's what our fans call themselves. That's cool.
Yeah, right. My mistake. Sorry.
Adam Knox's voice is at least two semitones higher than this. So.
Right.
Were this him?
I don't know. It's just kind of white noise. Disguise. Sort of white noise to me, at this point.
I mean, he is a smoker, so he's got a pretty fucked throat, from what I've heard.
No. He's healthy.
Okay.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Gradham, and I'm calling from Gradelaide. And I was just when you boys do that fashion report segment, that really gets me going. I was just wondering if you could do a little fashion report there.
Okay, gets you going like it's funny.
Gets you going down to the shops to buy new clothes.
Oh.
No, I do need to change my clothes afterwards. We'll put it that way. Now, can you do a fashion report?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, do you sweat when you laugh? Is that what happens?
Sure.
Well, it's not, you sound not to, you know, not to kind of pigeonhole and, you know, all I have is the kind of tone of your voice to go on, but you don't sound like the kind of person who Fashion Report would be their favourite segment on a video games podcast.
Well, it is.
Okay, well, let's go. What do we got? Ben, you've got you're wearing your traditional little short shorts there.
Yeah, my short, very short kind of Hawaiian shorts. Mm-hmm.
How short?
Pretty short.
They're riding up today.
I can nearly see everything from where I'm sitting.
Yeah,
you've got you've got your Nike, your blue Nike Blazers on.
Yep,
which are absolutely thrashed, but in that kind of like pretty chic kind of way. I think it's a good look. Yeah,
I mean they're basically about to fall off. Like my clothes are about to fall off. So.
Wow. So then you'd just be butt ass naked, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How high can you lift those shoes?
So, Cooler, can you repeat the question, please?
Or rephrase it?
Can you get those shoes behind your head? if you had to try.
If I took them off first, yeah.
Yeah, no, leave them on.
Okay. Cooler, are you interested in what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got my slides, my Adidas slides that have been... Maybe my fashion pick of the summer, I have to say. Got a lot of use.
You're going to have to tell me what the fuck slides are.
Okay. They're like thongs, but they're like sandals, thongs, but without like the little middle bit in between the toe.
Yeah.
Oh, like a, just like a piece of material that slides on your foot.
More or less.
Kind of like a
slipper.
When you'd go for a massage or like a day spa or something, like the slippers they'd give you, but an outdoor version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much that. Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
It reveals a lot of the foot.
Yes.
If that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very accommodating for the warmer climate.
Mm. Mm.
Take a trip further up. What's a trip further up and tell me about it.
What's the weather like in Gradelaide right now?
It's pretty grot. Now listen, tell me about it.
Have you seen anything at the Gradelaide Gringe?
Do you mean the Adelaide Fringe?
Anyway, moving up, I'm wearing a pair of chinos, dark blue chinos, and then I've got a t-shirt on that's got a kind of a pattern of like leaves and like cockatoos and stuff on it.
Mm.
And then I'm wearing a cap.
I like a cockatoo.
Fantastic bird, I agree.
Yep, the plumage, that yellow fringe is beautiful.
Yes.
I love it.
And Gradham.
I like the white bit more.
Excuse me?
Gradham from Gradelaide. You know, it would be remiss of me not to ask. What are you yourself wearing?
I'm about to grum.
Dump this call, Ben. This is rot. This is absolute rot.
What do you mean? He was just asking about what we were wearing. It's a fashion report. It's our segment. It's our fault if anything were wrong, which there was nothing wrong with that.
I feel like all of this is our fault. It's starting to feel that way, to be honest. Okay, well, I mean, that guy, at least he was referencing a real segment, so he kind of gets it, even though he was, I would hate to think that that's what people are taking away from the fashion report.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of, I don't know, there was kind of a faint... You may not have picked up on it, but there was a bit of a faint vibe that I kind of got the impression he was maybe sexualizing the fashion report just a tad.
I can't see why you think that.
You didn't get that? Okay,
not
maybe
at
that's
all.
Just me. Maybe I'm just being a little bit oversensitive.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit PC gone mad, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the phones.
All right.
Who else have we got?
Here we go.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Thanks for having me on.
What's your name, sorry? And where are you from?
My name's Tommy from Melbourne.
Hmm.
It's great to be calling in. I had a question about snipper clips because I played snipper clips with my girlfriend last night.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I've just bought this Switch really recently and I love it and I want to fuck a GameCube and I love Nintendo a lot. And so I was just wondering what you guys thought of snipper clips and the Switch in general at this point.
Okay, yeah, snipper clips. Okay, that's a great question.
Mm. One of the launch titles on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's funny, Tommy from Melbourne, that you played with your girlfriend last night because I played snippet. Now we talk a bit on the show, Ben, about your girlfriend.
Yes.
Your nerdling a girlfriend with her pocket protector and her suspenders.
Yes.
And her braces.
And her braces and her glasses. Yeah. Yes.
Now, unlike your girlfriend, my girlfriend is a big dumb jock. She's on the lacrosse team. She's always wearing a big varsity jacket with her initials on the back
of it. She's wearing a gridiron helmet at all times. Yeah. I've noticed. She's really intimidating.
I stupidly downloaded it on day one thinking, I want some other stuff on here and then haven't, you know, just been so deep into Zelda. But played it with her last night and it is a very, very fun two-player game.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the person that you're with doesn't really play games. Like it's very self-contained, it's very easy. It's all like, I mean, we played it together at the hands-on event where you just have a lot of tasks and it's very... You have to communicate with each other and it's so much fun. Like, I played it a little bit by myself, but the disappointing thing is the one-player mode is just the two-player mode where you're controlling both the characters.
Yeah, so I've downloaded the demo.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, had to go at the single player. And, like, it's fine. It's like a... Like, in that scenario, it's like an okay mobile game. Like, it's a
shame.
It doesn't have
It's a real shame that they haven't put more of a self-contained one-player thing in.
Yeah.
I wish it had like a good standalone one-player thing.
Like, that has the bones or the mechanics of a great puzzle game.
Totally.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, put just, yeah.
But the two-player mode, you've got the you solving puzzles together, which is really fun because you've got to, yeah, work together and it, and you fuck up and it's very fun. And then there's competitive modes where... there's basketball, there's air hockey, and then there's just a fighting game where you have to whoever like completely cuts away the other person first wins.
Right.
And just yeah, it's really, really, really fun. So if you've got a Switch and you're looking for something else to do and yeah, there's someone in your life that that isn't like super it's a really great, easy thing to get someone into. And playing it just out on the tabletop mode with the two little Joy-Cons worked really well, was really fun. Yeah, it was really great. What Tommy from Melbourne, what was your experience with it? Was it similar to mine?
Yeah, I've been loving the Switch lately because I travel sometimes for my job. I host a podcast and we do live shows, and I took it to Adelaide, and it was really cool having that sort of mobility in a thing. And I was playing it with my girlfriend as well, and you know, one thing led to another. And let me tell you, that HD Rumble, they ain't kidding.
All right, let's dump this caller.
I wish he didn't have such an itchy trigger finger. I wanted to know what he meant by...
Maybe if he calls back, we can ask.
I mean, the odds of that are next to nothing.
We have so many callers lined up.
In fact, if you're... I mean, look, I feel bad. There's so many calls backed up here.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get through, we're going to try and get to everyone today. But, God, there's so many of you. It's almost... I dare say it's almost not worth trying now. We've got such a long queue of calls to get through.
Yeah, but I'm really pleased with the response. Like we've had a great response from the listeners.
I will say this is going better than I thought it would.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And I had low expectations.
all right, let's go back to the phone lines.
All right, let's get another call.
All right, who have we got here? Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, my name's Trummy Disolo. I'm calling up because I thought this was my... I'm one of the hosts of the 700 other podcast named Filthy Casuals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going? It's like we're crossing the streams here or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not looking at it with that sort of jovial of an attitude. I would like for you to change the name at some point.
Oh, okay. So what's your what's the podcast that you host and...
What's it called?
Well, it's called Filthy Casuals with Trummy Disolo, Bob Vernell, and Adam Knox.
Okay, wait.
Wait, what's the last one?
So, Bob Vernell.
Yeah.
So, that's just the same last name as you. Do you know him? Is he related
to
you?
Yeah. It's got a silent P in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and then, what was that third name you said? Was just Adam Knox.
Yeah.
Just Adam Knox.
Comedian from Melbourne.
Did he kill someone in Italy a few years ago? Is that who that is?
I don't know about his past.
Foxy Knox? I'm not sure. Is that?
No. That's Amanda Knox you're thinking of. You're thinking
of Adam Knox.
A man.
Adam Knox. A man named Adam Knox.
That's an absurd thing to confuse you.
So,
these are two different people.
Well, I'm a bit
you're
of an idiot.
Comedian from Melbourne.
Yeah.
Because we know a guy like that. Do you know much about our show?
No, nothing other than the name, and I quite frankly like to be the only one named Filthy Casuals because we're also named that. We're nothing to do with video games. We
what's your show equipment. About what? Sorry,
we review bondage equipment.
You review
week.
Bondage equipment.
Okay, so that Adam Knox from Melbourne. Could you like tell us about him? Your co-host. What's he like?
He's very handsome. He's got a beard.
It's halfway,
she's also beautiful, and.
He's like about 6 foot two or something.
Yeah, he's kind 6 foot two exactly.
Like a rotund man.
I don't know what you mean by that. Please explain.
Likes a drink.
No, this doesn't sound like him.
Okay, cool. Because I was starting to think it might be the same one that's on our show.
What sort of shoes does he typically wear?
Not good.
Not good.
Okay, does he sleep in a watermelon?
Boy. I mean, I've seen his bed, but let's say I haven't slept in it.
Wait,
why am I doing this?
He's let you into his apartment, but not us. Oh,
yeah. I'm always there.
Well, I guess, but if it's a bondage, if you review bondage equipment, Maybe that's why he doesn't want us to go in there.
I have to go. Goodbye.
This bit has run out. Goodbye.
Don't know why that's so funny to me, because really all we've done is just take a call about a very interesting topic.
Yeah.
So there's another podcast out there called what now? Why is a podcast about bondage equipment called Filthy Casuals?
You'd think they'd keep the equipment clean.
But it's almost like there's like you're reviewing bondage equipment, so that's going out to the community. There's a fair bit of kink shaming going on in the title of your show.
Yeah.
That is geared towards that audience.
Yeah. And it seemed to not have a humorous tone either. So that's like a self-shaming title.
Huh.
Wow.
Again, nothing to do with games, but I guess he just wanted to... What was his question?
I don't remember.
Do we know Adam Knox? I think that was his question.
No, his question was, can you change the title of your podcast?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think that we deserve it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is proof of that.
Yeah. This might be the final episode.
And then it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
All right, should we go back to the phones?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's have a look. What do we got?
Okay, here we go.
Hello, you're on the air.
This is Adam Knox from the future. It's the year 2040. Do not do the phone-in episode.
Well, no, but you've called into the phone-in episode. That's the only reason you're talking to us right now.
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
I probably should have called in one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, any other time previously.
Just don't call during an episode, because we'd have our phones on silent.
If you called during an episode, it would have made it a call-in episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, boys. It all goes wrong after this, though. I'll let you know that.
Okay. Where are you from? 2020?
2040, I think.
2040, yeah.
So 2040.
That's where I'm from.
So wait, right. I'll be...
You're dead. You're long dead.
Oh, I'm long dead. Wow, that's... I was having trouble working out the maths on that one, but that's great relief.
Yeah.
So how old are you right now?
You were playing your Switch and you walked onto a train track and then a large tiger jumped down and bit you.
Oh.
But when does that happen? Do I get to play Mario Odyssey before that happens?
What's the date today?
The date is the 19th of March, 2017.
Yeah. All right. Have a really good week.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Huh.
Okay. Well, that
Do you
want to
know what Death Stranding is like?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to find out what death is like.
You don't go pleasantly, but Death Stranding's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Like Metal Gear. Yeah. Cool.
Hey, how's the comedy stuff going?
Oh, I gave that up.
Oh, really? How was the Adelaide Fringe that you did in 2017 in March?
Yeah, that was the end of the comedy thing.
That was the end.
Really? It sounded like it was going really well.
Mm.
Yeah, it was until like I did this gig at a mall.
Oh.
And,
it was the middle of the day. I don't know who thinks people are going to laugh in a mall in the middle of the day.
I think it was like over 30 degrees as well. That sounds ridiculous.
There was a woman at the front right with an enormous bottle of vodka.
Really?
That's I have to say, that's a hell of a memory you've got on you. Because for you, that happened like what, 30, nearly 30 years ago.
Mm.
But it feels like it was almost today.
So what have you been, since you've quit comedy, what have you been doing?
Mostly crime, petty theft, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Breaking into cars, stealing future car radios.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They're pretty good, yeah.
That must be worth a lot.
They definitely are, because they're all, they hover for some reason.
The radios it's hover. Kind of,
yeah. It's actually a bit annoying because the cars don't fly yet, but the radios do.
Oh. Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. But that's why they call it being on the air, I believe.
That's their marketing slogan.
Oh, right.
Interesting.
I don't know how you knew that. Yeah.
Maybe I'm from the future as well. Knox, can you tell me?
My time machine is running out of energy. My time machine is out of power.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
So he seemed like he had a warning for us, but he kind of never got to it.
Just something bad will happen if we... Because we've done this call-in episode.
Yeah, but what do I care? I'm dead next week anyway, so
totally.
Who gives a fuck?
And I might be from the future. I forget.
How many more of these do you reckon we've got in us?
Oh, a few more.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones.
I hope that our next caller has something about video games to discuss.
Yeah, that would be nice. It'd be a nice change of pace.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
For the listeners as well.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hey, bro, I was hoping I could order some Za.
Oh, so it's not about video games.
It's not even about comedy at this point. Some czar.
Some czar, man. Yeah.
Some czar.
Some pizza.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I know you're a pizza restaurant, but I've got a question about video games.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like wondering, like, because I'm such a czar head, I was wondering like what your favorite sort of food usage in video games is. Like, I really like the way they did the food in Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was
that
cool.
That was fucking sick, the way they cooked the dishes in real life and filmed them and then recreated it as closely as they could. Yeah, that was great.
And they looked
great.
Fantastic. They looked really good.
Yeah, my favorite czar was the Czar of Russia. For any history buffs out there.
That's sick, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, on my first pie, could I get pepperoni?
Yep.
And then also, like, Zelda had really good... I got a bit annoyed with the way that Zelda did, like, its management of the cooking system.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Could you go into that a bit more and stop doing that stupid voice?
All right, I'll put on, like, a fake Australian accent for you, I guess.
Yeah, cool. That's pretty funny sounding.
you had to fill up your hands every time, and it was so slow.
It is weird. It took me ages.
Batch cooking or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I meant to say this last week, but selling stuff as well. It's just going, having to go from one thing to the next, and so many like button
back
presses.
Into the menu. Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah,
and the way that it's done, like I missed the thing where it tells you how to do it. So I kind of thought you had to unlock cooking at a certain point.
Oh, that's right.
And it does feel like, going into the menu and holding the art, like the fact that you see a thing and you see a pot or whatever and you can't just go into a cook menu from there and then do it. That seems weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But then the combination of stuff, like the whole, you know, trying your own recipes
that's cool.
That's awesome. Like, I think it's really
cool. I wish there was like a recipe book though that they would get saved into once you'd made something the first time.
Yeah. You can go and look at it when you've made something. You can view the recipe of it. You can view how you made it.
Yeah, but only if you still have that item on you. Like, if you eat any of them, then they're gone and you don't know how to make another one.
You know what I hate when you combine two items and they both have different properties and you go, oh, this is great, I'm going to get both of them. Yeah. And then one of them just gets negated. Like, all the effects of one of them just gets, like if you do a bunch of fruit and then you put something else in there, it's just like, cool story. Here's some simmered fruit.
Yeah.
Like, the meat or whatever doesn't play any part in it.
You can only have the one effect on at any time.
Yeah. Mm. So what did you want on your second pie?
On my second pie, could I get like, I don't know, maybe like dealer's choice? Like, I want you guys to just sort of decide what you want to put on it. And like, I want to feel you through the czar.
Okay,
you know,
I'm just
going to
mute the caller for a second. He can't hear us now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What should we put on it? Like, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I think I am thinking what you're thinking.
A little bit of nature's pineapple.
Are you sure he can't hear us? Because it seems to me like what you're suggesting is that we come on this guy's pizza.
Yeah.
And if he could hear us right now, I mean, that'd be... You're sure you muted the call?
I'm 100% sure.
You're definitely
sure. Hey, guys.
What? You said you'd muted it.
Oh, maybe I muted the wrong one. Oh.
I'm not sure if, like, this call's cut out or something, but I just wanted to add, if you could come on the second pie, that'd be great.
Well, let's show this guy. Let's not come on it. That'll teach him a lesson.
Thanks for your call, Czar Man. See ya. Okay. Now, let's get making that pie.
Where are we at? Do we want to do one final call? What do you think?
Is there anything else that we've played recently or any other news?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Well, I will say I went to Brisbane over the weekend and I played Zelda on the way there and back on the Switch.
Yep.
And man, oh man, I love flying now. I used to fucking hate it. And it just has changed the game for me. Just 2 hours on a plane to just go into the wilderness and absolutely go off is great.
How are you playing it? You were playing it just like in proper handheld mode, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. No kickstand, no...
No kickstand. That's what I should have said before with the snipper clips thing.
Yeah.
Now, I went off a couple of weeks ago in defense of the kickstand.
Yes.
Having not even used it. It angered me how much people were shitting on it in the pre-reviews. Yeah. Having now tried to play it yesterday using it, it's a piece of shit. It's an absolute piece of shit.
It's pretty terrible.
If it's... I guess if it's on a table, like if you're using it, if you're sitting at your desk and you're having it there, in front of you, which I did the other day.
Yep.
Fine. Mm-hmm. But anything, like trying to have it on a bed, no good.
Yeah, that's how I tried to use it. And even on like a coffee table, the angle will be wrong because you kind of like it needs to be tilted back a bit further.
Yeah. And they've Nintendo themselves have brought out a little stand that's got. It's adjustable and it's raised a bit, and so it's also got a gap in it so that you can charge it while you're using that.
And it's like $40 or whatever.
I mean, yeah, but you know, I do think that it just is a hard, you know, building something like that in. They almost just shouldn't have bothered having a kickstand at all.
Yeah,
because you're never going to be able to do what everyone wants it to be anyway. So, like.
That's probably not a bad point, yeah.
Why bother? I think what's there is just a little concession to like, look, if you want it a certain way, you're going to find your own way to do it anyway. Here's just a thing out of the box so that it can at least just stand on a table.
But making a shit one has opened them up to criticism.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, but this is the thing. You'd barely even call it a kickstand. It's a fucking piece of plastic that folds out.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
It's shit.
It's shit house.
All right. Should we take one more call?
But what about you? I finished the first Divine Beast in Zelda. I found that cool, but I also found it very kind of very linear.
Yeah.
And I was enjoying it, but it really did. I liked it a lot finishing it and then getting that sweet reward that you get for finishing the first Divine Beast.
Mm.
And then just being – I felt very closed in by the game for a little while, which just made it feel so much better when I was like – back out and then like you literally come out and it's like, oh, what now?
Totally.
Just more running around, I guess.
Yeah. And generally, it's almost like we have the opposite experience with this game in general because most of my favorite games are open world games. I don't really like the more linear games usually.
Yeah.
And this game I went in early and was like, oh, I think I like this. Oh, I think I love it. And I just kind of wandered around for ages and then was like, well, now I want something more linear. So I got to the first Divine Beast. Finished it, came out of it, and then felt a bit lost. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do. I think I need some more direction in this game. And, kind of had a period where I was like, oh, maybe I'm done with the game for now. Maybe I'll go play something else.
Right, right.
But then I was like, I do really like it. So I just decided to push towards the next Divine Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next one, it's in a different town. That town has its own kind of like fun little RPG, kind of Final Fantasy-esque. Like you got to talk to this person first because then they'll give you a clue for this.
Oh, cool, cool.
And once you go here, you'll realize that you have to go up there and there's a thing here and then you can get into this place. And so like it's very classic kind of RPG.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like there's no quest markers or quest logs or anything. It's like you just have to remember, oh, I should talk to this person.
Yeah,
now.
Right. Okay.
And so I've been doing that and then I'm into another Divine Beast or at least the lead into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck in a stealth section with like one hit kill boss, like, you know, enemies in it. And I've tried it like 9 or 10 times and I'm getting really frustrated.
Yeah, I had that with a certain point where it is. But then finally clearing something like that is just...
And I'm getting better at it. Yeah. Each time I die, I realize, oh, I should have done this. So,
You can always decide to leave and go and this is what I did with the boss in the first one. Went and got more weapons. Went and got more arrows. Bought arrows.
Yeah.
Like went and got another heart. Like didn't have shrines to get myself another heart.
Yeah, I think maybe should we bring in a caller to talk more about Breath of the Wild just for a little bit.
Oh yeah, I mean, I wonder if
maybe someone who's played it a bit more than us. Would
like
be good.
Don't.
Yeah,
if everyone show a bit of respect and drop off the line if you're not playing Breath of the Wild, but maybe we should get get another caller in here. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, who's this?
This is Shigeru Miyamoto. I'm from Japan.
Okay.
Big fan of the show, and yeah, I've just been playing Zelda recently.
Cool.
I think it's a great game. Like, I agree that I liked those linear sections too.
Mm.
And kind of like with a sequel to Breath of the Wild, I'd like to see more of that on top of the open world thing.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Well, that's if you're so Shigeru Miyamoto from Japan.
I think that's a common name.
Okay, sure, sure.
Yeah.
What's that? Big fan of the podcast. And so I was just thinking like, if they had like 7 or 8 of those dungeons, make them all kind of bigger than they are now. Because they're all quite short. They're all maybe like the equivalent of 2 or 3 shrines or something.
Yeah. Did you have a similar frustration with that stealth bit that, if you know which bit I'm talking about?
let me think. There's a couple of bits where I needed to be sneaky.
So, like, you kind of go into a cave system. Like, you go...
Sure. Yeah. I know what you mean. With the bananas.
Yes.
I found that actually kind of not that bad.
Okay, maybe...
As far as, quite often in a game that isn't about stealth, the stealth bit will be shit.
Yeah.
Like, there was one in Ocarina of Time, even, where you had to... Yeah. When you were sneaking into the castle... And I actually quite like that one.
I like it, but I'm finding like when I go up behind them to do like, because you can do like a stealth kill, like a one hit kill.
Yeah.
It's the the button detection of like if I'm close enough or too far away, it's kind of been a bit dodgy.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's like I'll go to hit them and it'll register as a normal attack and they'll, I'll get fucked.
Right. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. No, that didn't really happen for me. So I don't know if that's like,
I don't know.
A glitch or just like your positioning is off or whatever.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I actually quite liked that bit. And then that had like one of the best bosses after it.
Right.
And but that... all that stuff is like great. And like, yeah, it's a shame that if you take the traditional sort of Zelda things, it's quite a short game in a sense, if that makes sense, comparatively to the other ones.
Yeah.
And like the bosses in the actual sort of... dungeons, I guess you'd say, inside the Divine Beasts aren't that great.
Mm.
I found like all of them except for one were a little simple and easy to fight, and even the final thing is quite easy in my opinion. So like,
right,
that like old-fashioned Zelda stuff, I would like to see that come back a little more on top of, and like that's a big fucking ask to say.
Well, I almost think with this they were deliberately trying to do things as far in the opposite as they could. And yeah, so I and think totally that now works. Opens them up to taking it back in the original direction with this all kind of on board and in
totally.
The mix.
Totally. And with a whole, what I assume is a whole bunch of new players to the series.
Yeah.
If you can throw both of them together. And it is really cool, like the sort of serendipity thing of it ending up being on a portable system there on the Switch. Like the fact that it is the most like compartmentalized Zelda game where you can play 10 minutes of it and get something out of it.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Big time. That's what I found. Cool. The two, like, I just picked up from where I left off on the flight on Friday, on the flight on Saturday, and, yeah, two completely different experiences.
Mm.
And so calming to play on a flight as well. Just all the sound design and the music and the little...
Yeah.
It still gets me every time the music just kind of comes in
very
randomly. Apart, like, the fights... Notwithstanding, just, you know, you'll be climbing a mountain and that piano thing will happen.
Yeah.
I think that's all
or just
so well
when
done.
You're riding your horse or whatever, It's really well done. And I've kind of been like, because I'm on a business trip at the moment outside of my hometown of Kyoto, and I've kind of really been cronking the idea of a Switch.
Yeah. So you don't have one?
No, I haven't bought one yet, no.
What are you doing on your business trip?
Can I ask first, is it for business or pleasure?
It's for business.
Okay.
Please don't joke about my work.
No, sorry.
And
what do you do?
Well, I'm trying stand-up comedy. The other week I was walking in the forest and I came across this microphone out in the middle of the forest, and it really made me dream of something where I could do stand-up comedy. So
okay.
That's why.
What happened to your accent?
What accent?
Your Japanese accent.
That's what I'm speaking in. I'm speaking as close to that as I'm comfortable getting.
All right.
Well, all right, Miyamoto-san. It sounds like, you've had some great thoughts. I think we should make this our last caller for the episode. What do you think? I mean, we've had this... It's hard to tell whether he's meant to be the actual... the guy that we're thinking of or just a coincidence.
It was a little ambiguous.
It's been very unclear throughout this whole conversation, but... Yeah. It sounds like that's, we couldn't hope for anything more, surely.
Yeah, that's the biggest get we'll ever get for our podcast.
Would you care to say anything as our final caller for the day?
Hey, just keep playing and remember that I am the creator of Super Mario Brothers. Goodbye.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay, great.
Oh, good sign off.
Yeah.
Okay,
The film.
Oh, he's back.
I just needed to call back. The film. I created the film. All right. Goodbye, actually, now.
Okay. Take care.
Cool.
Okay. So let's wrap up.
I've got an idea, yes? Tommy. Should we call Noxy just for the end of the podcast?
Oh, yeah. Just to get him to do the sign off.
Yeah.
But he won't have heard any of this. So.
Well, that's okay. We'll just call him. We'll just be like, hey, you know.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm dialing the number now. Hey, Knox, are you there?
Hello.
Hey. We you know how we did that call-in episode because you're over in Adelaide?
Oh, did you actually do that?
Yeah. We just did it. But we thought we'd give you a call at the end, just because we missed you. And we wanted to have you on the show.
How's Adelaide been?
Oh yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I've just been doing like stadiums and stuff. No malls.
Oh, cool. No malls.
Pretty good. Wow. Yeah. No stand up at a mall. If anyone tells you that I did that, then I don't believe him because it's not true. Okay. I do something like that.
Did you happen to accidentally leave a microphone in a forest while you're over there, by any chance?
Yeah, I've been looking for that.
Oh, I think someone's picked it up.
And when are you back?
Ah, shit. I should be back later this week, I think.
Okay.
Great.
If I ever make it back.
Well, we got to wrap up the episode. We thought we'd just get you in here to,
Have you already done the whole episode?
Pardon?
You've already done the whole thing.
We've done the whole thing. We just figured we should get you. You should just be in here. You know, your name is in the title of the show.
Yeah.
You should be here for just a tiny bit of it, even if just at the end.
Yeah.
So sure. Check out our Zelda bonus episode on Bandcamp. Filthy Casuals
pod.bandcamp.com.
We're on Twitter at filthycastpod.
Yeah.
filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com if you want to send us an email or anything. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Filthy Casuals. Thanks so much for listening. Leave us the iTunes review.
Yeah.
For those of you that are in Melbourne, we will see you at the Planet Broadcasting launch on Saturday if you go into that.
And if not there, hopefully we'll see you at our live show.
Yes.
So that is on April the 22nd. It's at 4 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe in Melbourne. Tickets are available at tinyurl.com/filthycasualslive.
Mm-hmm. And thanks so much for listening. And sorry to spring this on you because I know you haven't heard the episode, Adam, but as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
it's unlikely we'll experiment with this format again.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.